You also mentioned that Amjad is Muslim, his wife's Hindu. You know, in some ways, I think of the Quaker way, you know, starting in the 1600s, as being kind of a bridge between East and West. So it was interesting that you got selected to be this ambassador of sorts to India, creating that bridge. How did you relate spiritually to what you experienced in India?
You know, it was really, again, a beautiful experience. And I remember doing an interview with someone in Calcutta when I was there. They asked me what I write about. And I said, well, you know, I write a lot about finding something sacred in an ordinary day, that our lives are filled with daily moments of the sacred. And in the West, we have to think about that. And his immediate response was, no. Like, no, you're just kidding me. And I said, no. You know, we kind of have to think about this idea. We're busy and we separate the sacred and the ordinary. In Quakerism, there isn't that same line. I think that line is permeable or doesn't exist. And so, in that way, I felt very comfortable with this idea of the sacred and the ordinary always being entwined. At the same time, there are so many different religions represented in India, Hinduism being the largest group, but you know, there's representatives of so many different traditions, you know, Sufis and Muslims and Sikhs and Jains and Buddhists, and it's really quite amazing that way. I think sometimes when we talk about interfaith dialogue, there's a tendency to want to wash out everything, to make everything kind of more general and politically correct, that we won't get too specific about anything because that would somehow not be about, you know, making us all one, you know, about unity. And I have to say, I've really come to believe that we probably won't find true unity in those lofty ideas of idea and making everything more generic and washed out. I think where our greatest hope of unity can happen or might happen is if we dig deeper into our individual traditions, whatever tradition that we are either born into or we resonate with, to take that tradition to its deepest form, to find the true groundwater of that tradition. And there we start drinking from the same source. You know, we start talking about love, talking about compassion. We start talking about the sacred in the ordinary. When we get to the deepest groundwater of all of our traditions, there we find one another. So that was something I think in terms of going to India and encountering these many traditions, many rich and old traditions, that I was really struck by, that the deeper you go, the more possible it might be to find unity, to find the love at the very center of it all.
There were lentils, rice, and hot spice tea. The sunset out on the Arabian Sea. Women swayed in yellows, blues, and greens, the finest thing I've ever seen.